here's a name we haven't talked about for a couple of weeks. Asa Elrup. Yes, the Gilgo Beach alleged murderer's wife. The estranged wife.
Because I looked it up. Yeah. That divorce is not finalized yet.
Never took place. The estranged wife of Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman has reaffirmed her belief in her husband's innocence, according to a statement released by her attorney on Wednesday.
What difference does any of that make? Oh, she doesn't think he did it. Oh, okay. Cool. Well, you know what? Well, good. Yeah, we're good. We'll let him out.
Doubling down on that. Like, how about all the child porn and shit that they found in your basement, Asa?
Was it child porn?
Yes.
Oh, God. I just thought it was like horrible torture porn.
No, it was horrible child torture porn is what that they found in his basement, along with the fucking cache of 100 weapons that she wanted back. There's just either she's a complete. I don't know what to make of her. I think she's just a complete idiot is my opinion. I think there's something very mentally wrong with her, or she's mentally ill, or she is somewhat. I don't know, somewhere on the spectrum somewhere where she has no empathy and doesn't understand the reality of what's going on around her. Huerman, a former New York architect, faces charges in connection with the murders of four women whose remains were discovered near Gilgo Beach in December of 2010. Despite the severity of the accusations, Elrup maintains her husband's innocence, regularly visiting him in custody. I will listen to all the evidence and withhold judgment until the end of trial. Cool. But how about the shit, the fucking porn again in the basement? I kind of keep going back to that because it's like, you can judge that right now. It's there. It's true. It happened. He had it. It was in the basement. It's pretty evident he was having sex with hookers left and right. Mm-hmm. Maybe not killing all of them. But again, is this a guy you really want to fucking stake the rest of your life on? And any sense of anything of you have of like, I'm going to withhold judgment. How about like, I was victimized. I was completely bamboozled here. He was looking at child torture porn in the basement and he was having sex with hookers left and right. This was horrible. I don't know what else he did, but for the love of God, I'm not going to stand by his fucking side. Who the fuck stands by someone like this, period? Just on those merits alone. Her attorney, Bob Mendocino, says...
She must be under his spell, or she wants something, she seems like she's a battered, abused woman, and I don't know that for sure. I don't have anything other than just a gut feeling on this, but he seems like he's just this ogre that controlled everybody in his life, and she was just one of the victims. She just didn't die.
I think there's more to it, honestly. If you're one of the victims, this is not the act of a victim. This is not a victim statement. This is not how a victim acts. This is how someone who may have a stake in what the fuck was going on acts. That's just my conjecture. She's never been charged with anything, amazingly. I'm still waiting for that day to come because I think it will happen at some point in time. I think they're just letting her fucking dig her grave as she continues to do a documentary with 50 Cent. And I think they're going to subpoena all of that material. And eventually that's going to be another documentary into itself. And she's going to have shown her true colors. That's my opinion. It's not fact. It's not. I don't know. I'm just giving my opinion. Her attorney, Bob Macedonio, says, I've given him the benefit of the doubt, as we all deserve. I'm sorry, that's what she said. That was through her attorney. Expressing sympathy for the victims and their families. Oh, my God. She's expressing sympathy, finally?
A year
later into this, going,
Took a while.
Elrup emphasized her belief in her husband's innocence, stating no one deserves to die in that manner. Well, no one deserves also to be cheated on left and right by your husband with hookers left and right. And have a fucking cornucopia of child porn in your basement. So I don't know. I mean, this is someone who's very damaged. Hiraman, age 60, has been charged with murders of Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Megan Waterman, Amber Costello, and Melissa Barthelemy, all of whom were escorts on Long Island. He has pled not guilty to those charges. We're likely to see more charges coming. Mendocino explained Elrup's decision to release a statement saying that she visited Hiraman several times since the last indictment and wished to reiterate her belief in his innocence. What the fuck is wrong with you? Prosecutors alleged that Hiraman's wife and children were out of town, conveniently, when Brainerd Barnes disappeared and was killed, fitting a pattern where Hiraman was allegedly alone while the other three victims were killed. It was like she went out of town and he killed hookers. Substantial DNA evidence has been collected in the case since Hiraman's arraignment, including hair found on the buckle belt securing Brainerd Barnes' body, which matched Elrup's genetic profile. Similar DNA links were found in other scenes involving Hiraman's wife and daughter, who are not considered suspects. Your fucking hairs were found on the corpses of these dead women.
How do you explain that? How do you
explain that?
Maybe, you know, let's say one, you work at a sub shop and the victim comes in and you make them a sandwich and your hair somehow ends up on it and they end up dead and the hair's there. But several people, I mean, didn't they find hairs
on like a
two of them?
Well, to say like he had nothing to do with this, it's like, then why are there your all's hairs on several different victims?
Yeah, I just don't know how you explain that.
You
one
don't,
away. I mean,
because somebody fucking killed these people, and whether she's involved or not, I don't know. I mean, they lived in kind of a hoarder-ish house, so I'm not really surprised that her fucking DNA or hair is on shit. Her hair is probably on everything in that house, including the food that they ate. And they're just kind of scum people that live basically on the edge of society, and, you know, basically operate like mutants, but they did. I mean,
I know
they really did. I mean, and it's like, oh, you're being called out on that. There's no way in hell the odds are that he has nothing to do with this. If your fucking hairs are on several different dead bodies, different, you could maybe make the subway reference on one. But
exactly.
Different. There's several. And it's not just his DNA. It's your DNA. It's your daughter's DNA from the fucking scum hole that you lived in. And that's pretty fucking telling. So I don't know that she had anything to do with these murders. I think she might have been her head in the sand. I don't know. I just find it hard to believe that she had no clue whatsoever. And I find it impossible to believe that Rex Hiraman is not the person who killed these people based on that alone. Yeah. There's no world that exists where he just happens to have his hair on several dead bodies. It doesn't work. That's not how that works. It's not. Despite these developments, the trial date has not been scheduled for Hiraman, who continues to maintain his innocence. The case has garnered significant attention due to the gruesome nature of the crimes and the subsequent legal proceedings against Hiraman, a father of two who has denied all charges against him. Of course he has. And he has one kid who's clearly on the spectrum. And the daughter, I know nothing about her, but my God, for the love of God, girl, get the fuck away from these people.
Yeah.
Change your name and move and go get a life somewhere else. There's no good of your life that will ever come from being connected to the fucking monsters who created you.
100%.
It's a fucked up story. I am fascinated that she's doubling down though again. That's like,
me too. It startled me. I saw it and I went, girl, what are you doing?
Like, why? There's no even reason to make this statement right now. It's all kind of
just not that into you.
It's kind of quiet right now. We haven't been talking about the case for quite a
maybe
few
that's
weeks.
Why? Maybe that documentary is coming out.
Well, maybe she is missing the attention. Maybe there's some sort of sick level of this where she enjoys the attention. It just shut the fuck up and try and move on with your life. Don't keep digging. This is like digging deeper. It's like hiring a fucking backhoe. Let's get way deep in here.
Well, and that's the thing. She wanted people to leave her alone. She didn't like, you know, reporters coming to the house to talk to them. So then why release this statement? Well, what difference does this doesn't make any difference in the case and how it's going to be treated or handled. So you're right. Why?
Well, none of her actions are congruent. I don't want the attention. I'm going to swear at reporters. I'm going to fucking bring a documentary team in here to fucking follow me. Bullshit. You don't like the attention. You love the attention. This just speaks to her in some way, shape, or form, and she is eating it up and playing a victim at the same time, because I'm going to guess there's a victim mentality here with her where she loves being the victim. She has this husband who's this philanderer and this asshole who's doing these things, and I'm sure she told her friends, oh, you know, he's cheating and this or that, and just loves the victim mentality, and why not be a bigger victim when fucking he's charged with killing all these hookers?
Yeah.
It makes her a bigger victim until they eventually look into this and go, yeah, because you never like said anything or like spoke up, you now are in trouble as well. I think she's too dumb to realize that. But
what a disaster.
Good old Asa Elrup. There's your latest update on Asa.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.